Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.
Morning Sickness. Medicaid. KUPD.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. My name is John Holmberg. There is Brady Bogan. Brett Vesely's in the chair. And, of course, we've got Big Dick Toledo running around here somewhere. Glorious day. I'm just reading about things this morning, so my mind just drifted off for a second there watching the reading about Governor Ducey having a big presser today. Everybody's been saying,
gone for 18 days.
Where is he? He's having one today. And what I can tell you right now is brace yourselves, parents. Those little bastards are going to be back in that house again probably next week after Thanksgiving. I can imagine they're not leaving your house again.
Some schools have already made that call, but
I think he's
Kirby's a half day today because all the teachers are taking the second half to basically, as I understand it, vote to, you know, how do they feel of continuing on or going full.
No kidding.
Yeah.
The teachers get a say on, like, you know.
I guess so, on that particular school.
They get to vote.
Some kind of union thing, probably.
Yeah, they have to vote whether they want to.
Or maybe it's they just want to, how are you guys feeling?
I know Brady's.
Okay, thanks for the input.
You're one of the parents that doesn't care. But, man, I know a bunch of them that have been like, please don't bring them back home. Please. It's been months, and they're coming back. They're coming back.
And that seems to be the sentiment of a lot of other, I mean, not only that, the politicians, they feel the last thing that should be closed are the schools.
The last thing? See, I think that's when they're leaning on first. I think they're the ones that are saying, we're putting them right back out. They're the first ones that are going to dig out. They're not going to do restaurants and bars again. And they're not going to do, you know, businesses. Schools are the only thing they can control. So they're going to, because
that's what they were saying.
They belong to them. It's a state-owned.
Places were saying yesterday that you know, a lot of the politicians, they want to keep the schools going. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, that would be the.
It's the only one they can shut down and act like they're doing something. So it's your kids.
Got two at Kirby School now.
Two COVIDs?
Yeah.
Yeah, the temperatures are going to rise in the houses, that's for sure. You guys are all going to be a little bit hotter. You're all going to be a little bit more going into the holidays already. You got Thanksgiving. You got family you don't want to see. They're going to start, like, talking to you. You got that pressure, and now your kids won't leave. Oh, there's going to be some family murders that are coming your direction. And Brett and I are fine. What are you doing for Thanksgiving,
about
Brett?
You're adding about 3 more weeks.
Oh, because
most of the schools take the last 2 weeks off as well.
See, this is the silver lining that Brady's trying to find here. Basically, you're mine's one of the gold. Weird ones. You're one of the weird ones that's like, I like when Kirby's home.
Embrace that cabin fever.
Brady likes it. He told me he was watching 6 hours of Beachfront Bargain Hunt. You and Kirby can figure out things to do around the house. Some of these people with the wild kids and the Looney Tunes and the drug addicts and the fighters and, having them in the house is a nightmare. I got a buddy who's looking at two of them like, I think he's going to leave. I think he's just going to bug out. I don't think he's sticking around for this one.
I would.
I would, too. Yeah. You're on your own. Yep. You know what? You're old enough. I always would think about my grandpa. That's the first thing. When he was in sixth grade, he was asked to quit school by his dad because he
go to work.
The family needed money. He had polio.
Man.
And by the time he was 14, he was self-sufficient, working, doing that. And I look
he's
around.
Like, it's time to settle down, find a lady, start a family.
And he sort of did. It was soon after. So it's basically one of those things where I think of Alvar and I'm like, I look at these 40, you soft pieces of shit. You guys could do so. You're functional. I'm leaving. That's it. I would totally fastball out of there. I can't imagine. But, yeah, I think that's Governor Ducey's move today is to basically come on, give the numbers, say this is it. We got a little spike. We got to avoid that. First things first, those little rat bastards that you get tax breaks on, they're coming home and they're staying home. Yeah, they're deploying the troops into your house. Oh, and Brett and I giggle the whole time because it's not affecting us. Listen to that laugh.
You have to get out no matter what, but it does definitely change it up.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because you're you know, especially if they shut down everything else. It's not like you can go.
They won't. The everything else thing can't happen.
I don't think anybody's going to put up with it this time.
Yeah.
Full revolt. School's the only thing that they've got any sort of semblance of we can do this.
Weren't they talking about a statewide mandate of masks now? Or which aren't we doing that now? I mean, isn't that?
No, it's not a mandate. It's just, it's
suggested?
It's, you know, I guess you don't have to do it you don't have to wear it. I don't understand the mandate part because what cop's going to stop you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a punishable offense, really. I mean, it's basically you can get in trouble if you cause a ruckus in a store. Basically, the Karens will have won. Essentially, they'd be the ones screaming, you need to have a mask on. And if they cause enough of a problem and there's an altercation, the maskless person would be the one that gets hit.
Yeah.
So I can't. I don't even know what that is. I think that's just political talk for we did something. Now it's up to you. It really, truly has always been up to us. Sitting there wondering what the governor's going to do next is leadership. But it's really, it's up to us. If they keep saying we're going to do this, you've got to wear a mask, you got to do that, and then you go down to Scottsdale and you see people shoulder to shoulder at a bar, the governor never mattered because we're not paying attention. The people who are, that's nice. You're doing a nice job. But look around. Not everybody's doing it. And the stickers on the ground are cute and all that keep your distance thing. And we're all playing hopscotch at the drugstore. From one circle to the next circles, it's just silly.
Yeah, but half the people are like, okay, let me get my cold. I'll get it out of the way.
That's what, and then you got dummies who think that no big deal. It's just the flu. Okay, yeah, but evidently it is a big deal because they're willing to shut down commerce for it. So put your stupid thoughts aside on what it is, and let's try to make it so these businesses don't break out guns. Because I know a couple of people that own small businesses, they're going to shoot anybody that tries to come to their place and say you can't open. I would. And they're close. So the governor's going to have a very interesting talk later today. And my thoughts are, brace yourselves. Those little bundles of love that that phrase you people always say is, don't get me wrong, I love my kids. But if I didn't have one, I'd be in Aruba. I'd be traveling. I'd have a boat. I'd do it all. So your life would be great. Oh, it's great now with them. And don't get me wrong, I love them. But if I didn't have one, I'd have an airplane. I'd have a condo in Vegas. They're coming back. That thing you can't – the ones that the moms always – this is those moments I wish I could go back in time with those conversations and talk to those people that told me, you won't have kids. You don't even – you're not even going to know what love feels like. And I used to always have the common response, which is, well, I guess then I'm born blind and not knowing will just be normal to me.
I can't believe someone would want to go through life not knowing what the true bond of a
– Yep. Yeah, I've seen your true bond with the shutdown. You hate them. You hate your own kid. I wouldn't want a kid in my house.
I love
all
the kids. My husband, not so much.
You guys, parents, have, even though while you were kids, the greatest time in your life was from the end of May to the beginning of September because summer was so amazing and you got 3 months off and it was the greatest. You people love your kids so much, you stole their summer vacations and shortened them to like 3 or 4 weeks. They don't even get real summer vacations anymore because you want them out of the house. Let's do some year-round schooling. I got stuff to do. Ain't including that thing. I love it. Yeah. It's going to cause trouble, though. That's like what I saw. I was telling you guys yesterday. What I saw, we're at the brink of people losing their minds. The holidays always, bring – everybody says it's the happiest time. Psychiatry and police and everybody else will tell you it's a time for the most domestic violence calls. It's a time for the most depression. Suicide rates go up. The holidays make people – this year's holidays – with all this coming on.
Started way early.
Oh, yeah. So I saw yesterday a guy. This is craziness. He'd had it. His mask had been pulled down. I was two people behind him in line checking out. First off, don't know what's going on. All the diet soda's gone from the 3 drugstores I went to, and that is hitting me hard. So I have to drink out of 2-liter bottles now, like some sort of hillbilly on a porch. This is insane.
With a straw?
Yeah.
Well, I got your jug.
I got my jug of soda that I have to get through real fast because otherwise it flattens and then it's just a waste. And I can get through it fast. Don't worry. But I'm 2-liter in it and it's not pretty. So that's the only thing they're selling. Or those little baby cans that make your hands feel like you're Yao Ming.
Just enough.
Yeah, just
8 ounces.
No, I want the full 12, lady. This is ridiculous. I want a man-sized can of soda. I'm an addict. So I'm looking. There's none. 16th Street and Camelback, none. Drive all the way up to Glendale and 16th Street, none. And I'm like, what's going on? They're like, yeah, we got a shortage of the diet soda, plenty of other kinds. I'm like, why is that a thing? So this guy's walking around. His mask is kind of half on his face, and he's pissed off already. Like, something ain't right. You can sense it. Like, oh, that guy's just storming around the drugstore.
It's brewing.
Two ahead of me in line. All he gets, two Nestle Crunches and a white chocolate Hershey bar. I don't know what those are called, but he's got, well, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Symphony bar, maybe.
Could be. Don't know. So he's got those. He lays those down. Eyes are just boiling angry. The lady behind the counter is new. And there's a line. And the other lady is working at the other thing. And she's kind of running back and forth to make sure that the new girl is working. I think it's her first day on her own, or one of them. And she's there. And she rings up this dude's three candy bars. Half his mask is on. He's got this look like he's about to jump over the counter. She is taking a little while. And she goes, says something about like $3 something, $3 something, something. $3? Yes, sir, It says that the Nestle's are 69 cents each. And she goes, it's ringing up as like a dollar. It's 69 cents. She goes, I think it's just a dollar. He runs over and he grabs the whole pricing off the.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rips it and shows it to her. 69 cents Nestle Crunch. Slaps it down.
It's coming out.
And the other lady comes over. Is there a problem? It says 69 cents. She holds it up and she goes, oh, there's the problem. It's old. This is from the 14th of November. We should have taken that sticker off. So they're like 99 something something. And he goes, well, now I don't want it.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. So we're sitting, and the lady in front of me is this old woman with a bat. I'm like, oh, no. I don't want it. And he won't put it back, and his hands crossed. And I'm like, he's going to boil over Nestle Crunch. So I'm digging around. Actually, the extra 30 cents, I'll just pay for these candy bars and get this guy out of here, right? But I don't have any change. So I got to break a card out. This lady's never going to figure that out. She can't figure out how to delete them. And then he says the greatest thing I've heard in forever. Bank error in my favor. He uses a Monopoly quote to get out of this mix. And he starts telling this lady, you're terrible at your job, whispering it under his breath. And I'm like, oh, this is so awful. He grabs the thing and he starts to open it. And he goes like he's going to take a bite. And he goes, change my mind. Just like you with the price. Wraps it and puts it back.
Jesus.
I'm like,
yes.
And the other lady can't do that. Now there's like nine people in line. Nobody said a thing.
Stacked.
All of it over what I think is 31 cents. All of it is a 31 cent.
Honor it, move on.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, exactly.
They kept trying to, I'm sitting there going, just give them the goddamn candy bars for free. Take a couple bucks out of your pay.
Figure it out later.
Charge it to me, for God's sakes. Exactly. I don't care.
I almost said, just charge me for the candy. I think that guy would have lost his mind in that point, too. Because he was in a principal mode. He wasn't it wasn't about the price after that. He went and ripped that whole pricing thing off there, and I knew we were in trouble at that point. Poor lady in front of me had milk, and, I had was some readers. I need some new readers. I can't see. So I have readers now.
23 pair.
Two liters of Diet Dr. Pepper and some Fazyme for my tummy. So I was an old man, too. I was in the thing. And so my hands were full. I don't do carts when I assume I'm going
to. Epsom salt said $3.99.
It was brutal.
Thank you, my favorite.
30 cents this dude lost it. And his mask is all sideways.
It's a principle, John.
Yeah. So in the end, they just deleted it, and all he got was that symphony bar. In his car, he's screaming at his kids. Nobody gets nothing.
The guy was split it three way. No, that's his bar.
That's his candy bar.
What a like dick.
Kids hate white chocolate. Nobody gets nothing. And did I hear the door? Nobody gets nothing. Windows are down. I'm like, what a beautiful day to be that guy's kids. There's a beating in North Central last night that you can't imagine. Those kids were.
So, would you like? I mean,
I'm getting used to the idea of that being
kids,
normal.
Yeah. Ugh. And you're rolling in, and you're just short $3. That's brutal.
That's what. Yeah. That's why you got to get rid of one. One of those kids didn't make it through the night. There's no way.
I just get rid of both.
The ultimate way would be he'd had just his candy bar and skipped out of that place if he didn't have to think about their Nestle Crunch deal.
See, wouldn't have had a problem. No kids, you wouldn't have had a problem.
No kids would have meant you're not looking at the prices in Nestle's Crunch bars and thinking, can I really? I don't know. I have to call my advisor. Oh, it was just a fury like you can't imagine. And it went on for like 5 minutes. Like nobody did this. I didn't do anything.
Anyone else in line, who was the loudest?
There was no one.
No one was going, ah, jeez.
Nobody. Yeah. Everybody was just like, what's happening? And I think we all kind of had the same idea, like, how's this going to end? Is he going to kill her? And this poor lady who's just barely able to work the register, can't do delete. The lady that's been there for a while is running back and forth. They have two registers. She's running back and forth trying to get. And then the dude over there in the alcohol thing, he could have waved us over. But he looked like the lead singer of LMFAO. He's just kind of like,
man, I'm not busy. I'm staying not busy.
Thanks,
and I know it.
Yeah.
I'm sexy and I know it. What's going on over there, man?
It was weird.
Did anybody break out the cameras trying to get their viral videos and everything?
I didn't turn around and see me. I just turned and saw people. And then I was like, that would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
I waited for it. I think we're all kind of in that mode of waiting for it to go crazy.
You haven't seen it yet. You've only seen the videos, the viral.
Yeah.
No.
I haven't been
there.
You're there
in person.
I don't know. Maybe somebody did tape it, but it was weird. A guy just wanted his crunch. And you just give it to him. At a certain point, we got to start recognizing how tense everybody is. And with the holidays right around the corner, if he can't afford two crunches for his kids, Christmas is staring him in the face like, Deontay Wilder. It's looking at him with some intimidating eyes going, you're not going to have a good holiday season at all. You can't afford Nestle Crunches at the end of November. Think they're going to get their PlayStation games? No. Oh, it's nuts. The tension was high at the CVS.
There's ways to acquire that PlayStation game.
Oh, he'll start stealing for him. It's that Michael Douglas falling down moment.
Yeah.
That guy was about to have it. I froze. Like all I kept waiting for was, I might have to start. This might turn into a full melee. There was no moment of, just look, I'll pay for your goddamn candy. Hurry up. Which in a normal time, I would have probably said, I'll pay for that. Look, I understand. Or I'd have just said, hurry up. If you did, because I think those people get mad when you say, I'll pay for it. I did it once with a lady with coupons. She broke out the coupons. And I'm like, how much is the difference here? You're going to be here for days. I'll just pay the difference.
Really?
Yeah, let me pay for your groceries today.
Oh, my.
I'm like, great scam you got, because she pulled out coupons the size of a Manhattan phone book, and she didn't have them organized.
Those are the worst.
Oh, so she's going, I didn't get one of these. I'm just going to pay for this.
2 days ago, I had a overcharge. It was probably about $2 and, some change, but it was just weird. I'm like, am I going to be that guy? There wasn't anyone else at the thing. I'm like, that doesn't seem right. And I go back and I asked her, that doesn't seem right.
$2 extra.
It's just a random. It was
Nestle Crunch,
these,
Brady.
CVS. Two for the Zero Coke energy drink. And then for some reason, she just rang it up manually initially. I'm like, that's an easy. Yeah. No one would really question that a lot of times, but
I don't. That's why I don't
I'd
like
gotten
those.
It so routinely. I knew, they do the two for one basically.
You know what I hate? When you go through the thing and you get like, it's always Diet Coke with me. I'm there pretty much five times a week for the new 12er.
So and I go where do you go? You go to the drugstore.
I go to the drugstore most of the time, yeah. So I'm not going to a full
grocery
store.
Why is that? Because you feel it's easier to get in and out?
Yeah. It's one. I'm going for a couple things. What, in a grocery store for soda?
That's where you get people snapping in line.
At drugstores, it's more fun. There's a lot of action going on there. But yeah, they just, go and grab the sodas. I don't ever go to grocery stores. That's... Woman's work, isn't it?
Well, of course.
Yeah, but you're gonna find your soda there.
Well, I find it at the drugstore up till yesterday. My whole life, it's been like so. Yeah,
except it takes an hour for CVS to print out that receipt. It's like 14 feet long.
But whenever I go and I put two, if you get one more, it's free. Like, so you want me to leave line right now? Walk all the way over there, grab that third one. Let me just have them at the door. So if anybody buys two, they can take one on the way out the door. I gotta go. I'm not leaving. You could have gotten three from. Why are you telling me what I could have done? Why is there an analysis of the tape afterwards? So I'm getting two. A third one would have been free. Well, it still is. Tell you what, ring me up. I'll go back in. You can't do that. You can't do that. Like, really? I suppose. So you want you to go at the same time? No. But I don't snap. I don't go for the two for deals because if they ring it up wrong, I'm just going to pay for it. Convenience and time, so much more important. That dude's 5 minutes of life yesterday, all he had to do was put those candy bars back. All right, I don't want them. But we're going to eat one. And he wrapped it back up and put it back. It was a great moment. Now I'm doing like you. I changed my mind. Ooh. It was pretty funny. So get ready for it because he had his kids in the car. And he hates them. All your kids are going to be home starting probably tomorrow.
If you're the gov, what would you
Start with the kids.
Shut schools down.
Shut schools down. No more, and there won't be any sports. That's going to make everybody crazy.
That's pretty much
crushing all that. That's done. And Yeah, shutting that stuff down. Anything state-owned and operated, as far as that goes, it's shutting them down. No school. He can't do the gym thing again, because that actually backfired on him. That dude from Mountainside Fitness was a loudmouth, and he didn't handle it well. But he got the point across that the gyms have not been a problem, so good luck shutting those down again. Restaurants don't want to go to 20% again. No. He doesn't want to do that to him again. So it's just these schools. They don't bring in any money anyway. And most of your kids are going to be deadbeats. So the good ones will be with good parents anyway. And that's all that's really ever mattered. You get that one shining example out of every 100 that despite a miserable parents and a terrible – that they come out of school okay. For the most part, your kids are – it's baked in the pie around age 4 what they're going to be. For the most
part. But it's interesting because I think the quandary is, you know, the surge rate – isn't with that age group.
Yeah, but they're
when
carriers.
When the surge is happening, they're the lowest.
Yeah, but they carry.
You know, everyone. So, I know.
But they're worried about the kids.
And the teachers.
And that's it.
Yeah, and the teachers are worried about those little booger-picking pigs that there's 50 of them in a bunch. You can't have that. So they're shutting them down. All going to happen again. And they do have, like, kids do get it and have it.
They do, but the point of it bringing... bringing it home and to the
you don't want to deal with that.
Yeah,
shut them down. Oh, people are going to lose your minds since March, and there's nothing better than that laugh for that whole thing from us childless folks. You know what we're going to be doing? Same stuff we were doing before.
Yep.
Nothing changed. We're better off and happier for it. Now we can go anywhere we want to.
That's right.
Phenomenal.
Whenever we want to.
And whenever we want.
Uh-huh.
You got to Zoom a couple hours of math at your house and have a job. Forget it. Again. And you know that, Brady. Your kid's who she is because she was going to be that way because of you and Ronnie. You guys pay attention to her. You're good. You know, the deadbeat's going to be a deadbeat. Most of the time, kids are pretty
much there. There'll be times you definitely want to get out. Even if it's
4 to 7
years old.
And that's
the thing. You feel like even if you can get out, it's still... It felt a little restricted when they did the first lockdown.
Oh,
like
sure.
Coming into work and, you got to do it from home.
Oh, it was restricted, all right. Yeah, but your kids, 4 to 8 years old, is pretty much all the damage you've done has set in, and they are who they are. They'll have moments, but for the most part, you've cooked it in. So having them out of school, no big deal.
So at 4, you either got Steve Jobs or the guy that works the overnights at Circle K?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my belief. I believe that it's pretty much their fate is sealed. By age 8, their fate is sealed. And then from there on, you know, they can have physical transformations and get good at a sport or something. But
their core?
It's not even their core. It's just what they will be. They can change their core, but eventually, they're what they are. Most of them. I mean, everybody can make a transformation.
Sure.
But most people don't. 4 to 7, I can tell you, I can look at your parents and pretty much say, he's one of them typical run-of-the-mill assholes. You're 6-year-old.
He's got all his life ahead of him.
Oh, you guys have ruined him already.
You're screwed.
You know that. I mean, there's stuff he's going to be talking to a therapist about that's happening today at age 6. It's going to form his whole life.
You think?
Oh, I know so. Put that pressure on him. It's another reason not have him. But now they're going to be in your house all the time. There goes all that middle of the living room jerk time. My friend with his 2 kids back in school, he goes, that was the first thing he told me. He goes, they've been in the house every day since the end of March. Finally got him back. And I'm like, yeah, what's the first thing you did? Jerked off in the main room. First, because he hasn't been able to go to work. Jerked off in the main room. I threw it up on the big TV. Main room. I'm like, that's got to feel great. Because it felt like my house again. So I've been doing it every day. They're coming back. So he's got to go hide his habits.
You got all those little bastards taking up the bandwidth on the internet. And
yep.
I don't need no buffering on my Pornhub,
your
please.
Porn is slowly rolling on your phone while you're hidden under some blankets in your room and some kid.
Dad! Oh, get out of here! What are you doing?
I got allergies and my crotch area itches real bad.
Oh, I'll wait. Get out!
Oh, I hate you so much. Yeah, so that was his first
do move. Your homework. I'm going to go wrestle with your mom.
Just beat it in the middle of the house just to let him know it's his. It's like peeing on a tree.
I think I'm going
to
do that today because I can.
I do it all the time. I do it all, one text. What time are you coming home?
I'll be home in about 20 minutes.
See you then.
Got time.
Heart emoji. And the pants come down.
You put the eggplant one too right after that?
No. No, that's too obvious. Heart, heart, heart. And before I'm hitting send and my pants are already down around my thighs. Send. Psh, all right, I got 20 minutes. That's plenty of time. I can actually search for a little bit. Nah, I don't want this one. Next, next. Right in the middle of the room. You ever come to my house?
2 minutes, 2 minutes.
You ever come to my house and you see blankets laying on the couch, that thinking I just had a wrestling match. If it's folded up, I've been pretty good. It's probably clean. But boy, I tell you what, that blanket and I have been going at it. Because the couch is leather. It's cold on my ass, on my bare ass.
You're bedding down like a deer.
Yeah, so I make a little nest, a jerk nest, I call it. Like a sniper. And you know what I'm never worried about? My kid coming in. Too busy throwing him in the toilet
now
in about
that'll
8 minutes.
Change. Yep. Lockdown.
Not
used
for
to
me.
Have until 3 o'clock.
Not for me. I can do it at 3. I can hear the bus.
See you tomorrow, kids.
And I can still do it because none of them are coming to my house. It's great. And I'm never going to melt down over a Nestle Crunch bar at the Walgreens. It's all kid related. Anyway, good luck. Governor talks today. Take a look at him today when you're kissing him goodbye because this is it. They're going to be sticking around again, probably through January.
You don't have to kiss them. They're going to be back anyway. The hell
yeah,
with it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Just keep them today. I would guess through the end of January. Those little doe-eyed rats are going to be staring at you all the time.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot worse.
We got a vaccine that none of you can have.
It's going to get better.
None of you can have. It's going to get bad. It's going to get really bad. A lot of people are going to die, mainly the kids from the parents' hand. Yeah, and I feel for the kids. They don't want to hang out with you either. It's 6:11. Let's get a wake-up song for Governor Ducey's chat that I'm guessing will tell you your kids are home and they're staying. Oh, it's hilarious. Sorry about that. Your choice to have those. And I really feel sorry for Mormons. They have like 8 of them. And they had that lady on the news crying, just sobbing.
Like if this happens.
I can't do this. I got to juggle 8 Zoom calls a day. And she was trying to, like 5 of them were pretty good about it. 3 others don't understand computers. They're the dopes.
Husband, so long. I'm going to work.
And that,
but you're supposed to work from home.
I got a new job.
Still got work.
Got a new job as a long distance runner. I'm doing triathlons now. A lot of training involved. I'm not going to be home for 8-12 hours at a time.
Okay. You're leaving me with
all this love. I'm leaving you with all this love. Remember when you say that? It was all love. Every time you look in the house, you just saw love. Well, now they're there. Now the love is all around you all the time. I'm going to jog forever.
It's going to be amazing, John. So many crafts.
I tell you this. If I had kids.
Get the popsicle sticks and Elmer's glue ready. Oh, you're screwed.
What are you working in sales downstairs? That's all they do. Like if I had 8 kids and I was in the Mormon household, you'd see me on the news high wheel biking over to the Key West. What'd you do this for? Raising money for charity or something. I don't know.
I'll take one with me.
Anything to not be there.
So a unicycle on the high wheel is acceptable in this situation.
Totally understand. Not acceptable, but I understand it. Okay. If like you told me, like, guy unicycled from Utah all the way to North Carolina, I'd be like, all right. And he's like, well, I've got 6 kids and one of them's I see. I get it. I understand. It makes it understandable. You're still an idiot, but it makes it understandable. If I high wheel, if you ever see me high wheeling, it's because I've adopted like 9 kids for no reason. I went out.
It's happened.
There is no reason to have that many children. And that Mormon lady that was just losing her mind. Like, I need help. It's like, that's your fault. You pumped 9 of them out. You need to think about it. The good thing about this pandemic, it'll start making people think. I hope. Do I want 6 or 7 kids?
Oh, it's definitely.
I think it's going to slow down that whole I
They've
want
kids.
They've
already seen
thing.
That a little bit.
Yeah. I hope so. Good. Yeah, you see me trying to swim across the Gulf of Mexico. I was trapped in the house with the kids for a few months. I'm going to swim from Galveston to Cuba.
And there's a factor of that, you know, on top of, thinking about bringing, populating your family, but the fact that there's a lot of people that think, do I want to bring someone into this world right now?
Yeah, well, no. I
know, and that's always
like
been.
Like Hitler said. And the Depression and all that. There's always been that kind of stuff. I don't understand. I don't care if times are perfect. What's the arrogance about populating your family? Like people are clamoring for more of you?
Well, it's just. You know, you got to wait 4 or 5 years before they can really start shooting and handling the lead that you need to defend.
That's true. Well, now you do need to build a small army, but I fear that you're going to turn the gun on yourself. There's going to be a lot of infighting. You've been living together too long. Mute. 585-9800. That's the phone number. And if all you want a Nestle Crunch Bar, the sale is over. I'll just let you know right now. The sale, they're 99 cents again. Which is
damn
a little
it.
Heavy. A little heavy for rice and chocolate. A little heavy. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KVPD. Wake up! 98.
What?
98.
No way.
Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.